hello, Podcastlandia. I am here today with the lovely and talented Athla Tiger. Hello, Tig.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here.
We are excited to have you. So, as is the custom here at the Podcast, I would love to start us off by hearing how you got into fandom.
Ooh, it's a decade in the making now. Let's see. It started off when I was basically pretty much 11. And at the time, I was just getting into the Harry Potter books. And I had issues like understanding the plot, wanting to know more about the characters, just learning about all the different characters and how they tied into the entire universe and fandom. So I ended up stumbling across something called the Harry Potter Wiki. And obviously the wiki is now called Fandom. From there, I ended up going from the Harry Potter wiki to the Percy Jackson fandom. And what's so interesting is that I ended up staying there for quite a while, actually being a wiki editor, being an administrator, and being a bureaucrat at that time. For a couple years, I made a lot of friends, and I joined the Roleplay wiki as well, and the Fanfic wiki at that time. And then later on, I kind of fell out of fandom for a bit due to school and stuff, and then came back in with Kingsman, did a lot of, did a few writing, did a few fics, and moved on to there. And then I ended up coming into the Marvel fandom during my college years, starting with Spider-Man, and then figuring out that going from there to watching Avengers and finding a Discord, which was the Stukoni Discord at first, and then stumbling into Stony, staying in Stony, and just becoming a mod. And that's pretty much my fandom story.
That's fascinating. I like missed entirely that there was fandom stuff on Wiki. That was something I didn't really know
until you.
So that was fascinating. Mm-hmm. Is it still there? Is it still, I mean, like, I know about fan lore, but like, is fandom still kind of active on Wiki, or is it moved on?
So in terms of fandom stuff in Wiki, it's less fandom, but more about giving information. It's pretty much a Wikipedia, basically, but it's very specific to a certain topic, certain character. So the Percy Jackson Wiki, which I was part of the leadership group back when I was 13, 14 years old, I ended up doing a lot of editing for that part of fandom, and basically showing people, here's the Wikipedia of Percy Jackson, about Annabeth Chase, about like anything and everything to do with the Percy Jackson fandom. And then right now, after going back for several years, it's now merged into a Riordan wiki. So basically, not only is it Percy Jackson, but it's also his other mythological fandoms as well.
Fair enough. So the aspect of fandom that I've gotten to know you the most through is modding. So I'd love to mm-hmm. know, what made you apply to be a mod in the Put on the Suit 18 plus Stony Discord?
Sure. So it started off with Coaster just asking for mods. And at the time, I was currently abroad, and she wanted to have several mods from across the world because she's in Australia, and then Pear is also in the Asian area as well. We had a couple applicants for the North and South American moderation area, which is Robin, Sparkle, and Viris and Fable. And I was at the time the only We were called Howlies back then, so sub-moderators, and I was part of the Europe group for the 2 months I was in Edinburgh. And coming back, when I came back to the US, she ended up promoting my fellow moderators, and I decided to stay as sub-mod for a couple more months because I wasn't sure how much time I could spare in order to mod. But situation happened where I became a moderator, and I've stuck to moderation since.
Fascinating. So like, we talked a little bit more about the ins and outs of moderation with Pear, and so I don't want to get into that again. I want to acknowledge that like this episode is a lot more about like generations within fandom. And so what I would love to know is, I mean, spoiler alert, listeners, Tig and I are very different ages. And I am, I certainly got into fandom at the same age that Tig did, but like a decade earlier. So what I am interested in is you essentially grew up in fandom.
I did.
And have you experienced, I don't know, any sort of like paternalistic, you know, oh, you don't really know what you're talking about because you're just too young, or like, what has it been like to be a teenager and have this kind of massive responsibility in terms of fandom? Do you have any like thoughts or reflections on that?
I think it's really interesting growing up in fandom. I think you have the same opinion, but when you grow up in fandom, you have a certain generation you work with. So for my generation, it was pretty much, I guess, right now, like dealing with respect in talking with your elders, learning that sometimes you don't like a certain trope, you don't like a certain topic, but you also don't talk about it because you know how within generations, we just basically work together. So I think my idea is probably my generation has worked with you guys, your particular generation in regards to fandom, and we basically respect each other.
I mean, I certainly like to think that we do. It's interesting. I mean, I'm a older millennial. I'm on the cusp of Gen X. And you're fairly firmly in Gen Z, I think.
Yes.
And so what I find really interesting is that like the perception a lot of youths, as I steal Schmidt's phrase from New Girl, these days in fandom is that there's a lot of the getting caught up in the like anti-conversation or the kind of harassing conversation. The perception of some older fans seems to be that that's what the youths are these days. And do you have like, do you feel that like when people figure out how young you are, do you get any feeling that they're going to start assuming that you are like the teenagers calling out aunties, or have you established yourself so well at this point that you're not concerned about that?
The funny thing is people don't believe that I'm 22. So when I talk to people, people assume I'm much older just because I guess it's the way I present myself within all of the servers in the way I mod. But then again, there is the fact that my generation has pretty much grown up with the internet, and the generation below us has been well embedded into the internet culture. So that culture, both in fandom and in real life, definitely affects how we interact with people.
Yeah, for sure. For my curiosity's sake, what was the first social media platform you were on?
In regards to fandom, in regards to everything, it's Facebook. Yeah, okay. I got a Facebook in seventh grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my first internet experience was getting AOL in my house when I was in seventh grade. And fandom was done there through message boards. And then I got a Facebook when I was in grad school.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think mine was first with Wiki, and then around the same time it was fanfic.net.
Oh, wow. Didn't we all go through a fanfic.net phase?
Yeah, but it also depends on which fandom you're particularly in. At some point, I was also in the manga anime fandom, and they're very prevalent in the fanfic.net area, whereas something like Marvel is very heavily involved in the AO3 side.
Even now, manga and anime are still on FFN?
I mean, right now they've begun transfer from FFN to AO3. I've read like fics that were originally on FFN had been deleted and reposted to AO3. But since I left those fandoms in general, I haven't really seen a big transition from that FFN phase to an AO3 phase in regards to manga and anime.
Interesting. I'm so interested in, I mean, certainly all the fandoms I'm in are primarily Western culture-based fandoms. Doctor Who, Harry Potter, historically Dawson's Creek, etc. And I have missed like Wattpad completely, and some other places where it seems like some more of the, you know, Asian or Eastern or however we want to group art movements are a little bit in spaces that I'm not as familiar with. So it's really fascinating to hear that the manga was really popular on FFN. That's so interesting.
Yeah. I still think it's quite a bit popular, but as I said again, I haven't been in the anime manga fandoms in quite a while, for several years actually. But you're not missing anything in the Wattpad movement because, oh my gosh, Wattpad is not particularly my favorite platform in regards to fandom.
I don't understand it. I don't understand how to navigate it. I don't understand what happens there. It just feels like this wild, wild west that is not for me.
Yeah.
Fascinating. So that's kind of the like exploration I was hoping to do together about ages and kind of what it was like to grow up in fandom. Is there anything else that you like to say about being your age in fandom in particular before we kind of move on to recommendations and some general ship feelings?
So I think my final concluding thought is that I wish that antis, especially the generation below me, will realize that we are an interconnected, intergenerational fandom, and that basically we should just all respect each other.
Yeah, I mean, when I came into fandom all those, you know, millennia ago, like your kink is not my kink and that's okay was a guiding principle. And I know it is still in a lot of fandom spaces, obviously in nearly all the Discord servers I'm on, that's a guiding principle. And I'm not entirely sure when we lost that. I mean, people talk about that Tumblr really, the very platform and nature of it allows harassment on a different level than, you know, perhaps LiveJournal did, things like that. But if I could have anything come back as an old in this conversation, it would definitely be the, like, if you don't like it, just scroll by. Just scroll, you'll be okay.
Yeah, at this point in time, I'm just like, I don't care anymore. If you don't like it, I am just pretty much going to ignore you now.
Yeah, somebody, as we record this a couple days ago, asked me to stop posting Stucky on my Tumblr. And I was like, no. They're one of my ships. Thanks for playing.
And then at some point, in my art Tumblr, someone was like, can you like post more stony? Can you like do more stony art? You're posting way too many Stucky art and you have more notes in Stucky than you do in stony. And I'm like, I can't really control who reblogs and who likes my posts. So what do you want me to do?
Yeah. Also, why, if you have that much time to observe that, can I hand you some volunteer opportunities within fandom that could really use your help?
Mm-hmm.
That's always my response when people like pay that close attention to somebody else's space. I'm like, are you looking for a volunteer opportunity? Are you looking for a new hobby? How can I help you?
Oh dear.
Anyway.
I wish we had more time in general.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I keep joking my time turner's on the fritz, but it definitely feels that way, especially as listeners, as Tig and I record this, we are taking a break from our server mod responsibilities for Marvel Trump's Hate. So this weekend of all weekends, I think we both wish there were time turners. So, but I know, I mean, like you and I share Stony and Stuccony and Stucky as, and Winter Iron, I think even too, as ships, and those are kind of our things. But are there any fics in any of those ships or any others that I didn't mention that are true loves of yours that you would want to make sure people read?
So I mostly deal with Stony now just because I am the moderator of Put On the Suit. So my favorite fics end up dealing a lot with Stony material. One of my favorites, and most of them are pretty much angst, one of them is Black Butterfly by Author in Distress. It was gifted to Kiar, who is a really prevalent angst writer within the Stony fandom. And it's a short fic, but it's super lovely, super angsty.
I need to add that one. I'm dipping my toe more into angst. So I'm slowly reading my way through most of Key and Sign's back catalog. So I need to get to that one. Amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that you would, because you do this literally every time you're asked, you would also recommend Mizzy's Worms fic.
I would recommend Mizzy's Worms fic, which is where, let's see, I don't have it pulled up, but
I think it's where our restless monsters sleep. Yeah.
Yes, that is correct. But I also really love her comic book AU, which is, oh my gosh, something about I created solely fantasies from you. I'm going to figure that out at some point. Let me see if I can pull that up.
I'll link everything in the show notes.
Yeah, I am very bad with titles, and I love Mizzy, but I'm still really bad with titles. My third favorite fic is definitely by Kiar, and it is called Plunge. Very angsty. There is no happy ending to that one. Basically, spoiler alert, Tony dies and Steve is very sad. But basically, he takes us on a journey where Tony makes certain decisions where he falls in love, or he never stopped falling in love with Steve. But because it's a it's 616. It's just super sad, and basically that fix it is just a fix it without a happy ending.
Wow. I know. I'm beginning to read 616 comics, and I'm learning of the incredible baggage that Steve and Tony have with each other in 616. So
yeah.
There's a lot of pain to explore there for fic writers. I can understand why it's so rich in angst experience. So
yeah.
Well, my darling Tig, that's all I got for now. So I want to thank you so much for chatting with us and for your reflections on your experience. And anyone who wants to reach out and chat about this more, I know you are always on POTS. And we can usually find you lurking around some other servers as well. But definitely, if people want to chat about anything that we've said today with Tig, definitely find her on POTS.
Yeah, and definitely ping me, just because I am a very busy person nowadays.
Very true. You are full-fledged adulting. So
yes.
God bless. Okay, thanks so much, Tig.
Thank you.